Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We were all kind of talking. There's basically a Reddit thread, and then we all started talking about this. It's like your depressing meal, but we don't want to call it depressing. It's like your struggle meal. Like when you...
It's a bit of rock bottom.
Yeah. When you're just...
But do you like it?
I think we can do both. I think there's some struggle meals we just don't let go of. And I think Erica is one of those people who can testify to this. Mm-hmm. Like you're of a certain age. You have a certain income bracket. That you shouldn't put SpaghettiOs in your damn mouth.
But yummy,
you
still, yummy.
That's one of her comfort meals. Like when she's having a bad day, Dane will go and get them.
Yeah. If I cry,
yeah,
he shows up with SpaghettiOs.
He just keeps a snack.
I would.
No, it's actually mostly if I'm sick, he will go get SpaghettiOs.
Okay. Like what I'm talking about.
Less sick? Seems like it would go the other direction.
Yes, my struggle meal that I'm talking about is like, have you ever like been in your house and you have no money left and you go in the fridge and you're like, I don't have any, if I have some hot dogs, and you go to your pantry and you're like, I don't need buns, but I have white bread.
Yeah.
And then you're like, am I really gonna do this? Have I fallen this far where I'm gonna and then when you put the hot dog on there and you put a little ketchup on it, I know, sacrilege, and then you're just like, and then it just kind of goes. And it's just
wouldn't make that sound effect about it.
But that's it. But you're just, it's the saddest thing. You're just like, I am the saddest human there is eating a hot dog on white bread. That's just sad.
You nailed it too. Something about when the ketchup hits the bread and you're like, these aren't supposed to.
No.
Ketchup on the white bread.
Because it soaks in immediately. Yeah. Instead of like the hot dog bun goes, I have you. I will maintain the integrity of this hot dog for as long as it takes you to eat it. And the white bread's like, nope, this is getting on your hands.
Yeah.
This is absolutely going to be on your hands. There's nothing.
Yes. You just did a really good stand-up bit.
I did?
Yeah, you should take this on the road.
Should I bring white bread and hot dogs and hand it out at the show?
No.
Oh my God, by the way, can I just have a tangent on that? I just saw Instagram or whatever won this, and I want to do it. You take the hot dog and you cut a little notch at the top and then a few notches along the side and you just put it in the bun with a bunch of ketchup and you like, and it looks like a severed finger. Like you do the little notch at the top so it looks like a fingernail and the little lines with it. And it's like, I bet your kids would be like, Erin would do it. She's a horror freak.
Oh my gosh, like for Halloween.
Yeah, just like, it looks like this severed finger. You have all these severed fingers inside.
A hot dog place growing up had toe dogs. If you got the toe, you were lucky. They just looked like that at the end. Little toenail.
Oh.
Happy hound. I'm depressed.
Does anybody have any other struggle meals they want to talk about?
I mean, I love beans on toast.
What? Are you British?
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing, and I first tried it. I don't know, because they're not just like pinto beans.
Are they baked beans?
They're closer to a baked, but
not. What color?
They're like a darkish brown, but not.
Are they?
So it's not
a
kidney bean. It's
no.
Not a. I would have pictured they'd be the white beans, like the cannelli or whatever.
No.
Is that a white bean? I'm thinking baked beans.
Yeah, definitely closer to that.
Beans on toast.
But there's a specific Heinz can of beans that you use for beans on toast. It's kind of like a turquoise.
Oh yeah, I see it. Oh, those are totally close to baked beans.
Yeah, but it's not quite, they're not as sweet as you think it would be.
One can of baked beans.
Okay.
What makes it specific for the toast?
I don't know. It's just a specific.
I feel like, you have to have a toaster.
Yes.
Because if you just put it straight on the bread, it'd give the ketchup.
That's bread. Toast is.
Right. But I'm just saying, have you ever been so ratchet that you don't even have a toaster?
Caracot beans?
Oh, you can put bread in the oven on broil and it'll toast it.
You're assuming I don't have a toaster, but I have an oven? Like, I'm talking when you're in that ratchet studio apartment that has nothing. It's got a hot plate.
Okay.
You never lived that poor. You never hit the struggle.
Here come the allegations. Okay, yeah.
There's a certain texter who I'm confirming everything you texted the other day.
No,
you're right. But I'm just saying there is a level of ratchet meal that it has to fit. It has to be able to be prepared on a hot plate.
Or like in a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Or like I remember we had a pizzazz in college. You know, the thing that you put the pizza on and it spins around.
Yeah.
Do you remember that thing?
No,
with the open, it's very dangerous.
Erica doesn't know what it is, but it's basically, it can also be used for a quesadilla maker.
Oh, yeah.
But only one part of it is getting hot. But so like your round piece of whatever you're cooking is only under the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Six o'clock.
For a little bit.
Six o'clock.
Wow. So it. That seems inefficient.
It is inefficient. I've had three of them in my life. We got two for our wedding. My wife made us give one back. I said we needed to keep one on ice. But my roommate tried to make those slice and bake cookies on that thing.
Oh.
Just slice them and put them on the pizzazz.
That would take hours to do.
I think they're still cooking.
All right. So here, if you've got a ratchet meal, if you've got a struggle meal, if you want to depress us with food you've eaten, and maybe you still like it, we'd love to talk to you. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. What I was going to say is I think hot dogs are in a lot of them.
Yeah, you can kind of add hot dog. You can add it to mac and cheese.
When you're poor,
you can add it to SpaghettiOs.
The SpaghettiOs with hot dogs, real bad. Because I feel like beans and toast could take it.
You could chop up a hot dog on beans and toast, right?
You could.
Yeah.
Probably.
My parents growing up, poor people food is you take what's left in. So, we had tuna casserole, so you pull that out and then you mix some of your hamburger helper into, you just have this thing that's
the mess.
Goulash.
Yeah.
Or the mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like, there's not enough meat in that. You cut up hot dogs. If you need more, the kids need meat. More hot dogs.
What do you think is better? Just not eating the hot dog or eating the hot dog?
If you want the meat in there, having the little extra protein, but it puts a wang on it that's inescapable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we're going to get a lot of spam calls, like how your parents treated spam to try to make it seem like it wasn't the worst thing on earth.
Right.
And I understand our Hawaiian friends love it. It's so gross
it's
to
so
me.
Good. I don't think I've really had it.
You have to cook it to death to make it edible.
I also think one of my biggest struggle meals would be I'd go to the grocery store and I had like $20 and I would buy a packet of ramen and like a real cheap bottle of wine.
Exactly, because we're not going to blow our money on food.
Right, like,
I need enough to get me through.
Man.
Yes.
I'm fine.
If you're her therapist, please, this is her cry for help.
No.
Hack, can we get to yours in a second?
Sure.
All right, if you got a struggle meal, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I keep forgetting. Are we calling them struggle meals? Is that what we're calling them?
Yeah.
Struggle meals, if you've come down to a weird spot in your life. A lot of people are saying in other countries, the hot dogs are the thing, right?
Yeah, like Iceland or something is known for hot dogs. And then someone in Australia.
Yeah, Australia, it was you would eat a hot dog on bread with kraut. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's almost three strikes right there.
Yeah.
Did you want to make us sad with yours?
Sure, yeah. I had a roommate who used to take string cheese. He would put it on a plate. He would microwave it.
What? And just eat melted cheese.
Oh, are you done?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Why not just eat it cold?
You get a little melty. It's, you know, it's not bad.
I don't think that's a struggle meal.
Stick or two.
I'm going to say cheese in a pan is one of my favorite things. Hot cheese.
Yeah. When it
burnt
gets
cheese.
Crisp.
Oh. Yeah, and it's you can just nuke it. You just burn the whole thing.
Nuking is never...
You're going to try it tonight. I can see it in your eyes.
I will tell you right now, nuking is not an option for me. I'm not a big fan. I'll warm things up in an air fryer. Oh my God, we just lost Erica. She's on a sneeze jag. I'll warm it in an air fryer or oven or a pan.
You don't microwave?
I do if I'm in just such a pinch, but like...
I would like the people who think I'm spoiled to listen to Slacker.
No, I'm just because I like,
use my air fryer or
because I want it to taste better. Cold pizza, great. Microwave pizza, ratchet.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like, at least put it in a pan and just like
that's what I do.
Yeah, to warm it right up is so much better. Or just eat it cold. I'm not so princessy that I, but like, what?
Don't you use that word?
Oh, Linda.
Yay!
Struggle meal. What's yours?
It's butter on bread with Vienna sausage. You could substitute deviled ham if that's all you have. I have them both on hand all the time for some reason.
Yeah, you and my dad should meet.
Dip that into an egg mix and make French toast out of it. Top it with whatever kind of
you dip the sausage in there too. Like so, all of it's.
I take it back. Do not meet my dad. What are you doing?
I slice them in half. So it's not too thick.
So here's the reason this doesn't work for me, but I do understand why it's a struggle meal. Like, you'd have to have Vienna sausage in your pantry.
And bread and egg.
But why wouldn't you? Always.
I guess if you're struggling, but like, I have never purchased a Vienna sausage ever. Like,
my dad.
They're so cheap.
Can and just.
I don't even know what they are, but it works.
No, I get the cheap, but even when I'm being that cheap, I'd rather go hungry. Like,
no,
Vienna sausage. Wouldn't. Yes, I would.
No.
Dude, that's when I was eating ketchup from McDonald's. I'm like, I'm not going to eat sausage out of a can. There's something that just hits my gag reflex. Like, my parents, when we were poor, would get the ham with the key. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You have to open the tin of ham. And there was... Oh. Linda, I gotta go because I'm going to barf. There's like...
Okay. Do you want me to read to you what Vienna sausage is? Thin parboiled sausage, traditionally made of pork and beef in a casing of sheep's intestine.
Haggis, yep.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Like, I can't... The gelat... When things have too much gelatinous fat...
No need to remind people how gross it is.
Melissa?
Yay!
Struggle meal. What's yours?
I'm changing my answer to poverty nachos.
What are poverty nachos?
Tortilla chips. A little bit of cheese, microwave them, a little bit of hot sauce.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Absolutely done that.
I don't call them poverty nachos. I call them hammered nachos.
Yeah.
And if you use scoops and
I love
and then
the
you're just
scoops.
Putting a little bit of cheese in each one, a little.
Yeah.
Thinking of you drunk trying to.
Elite.
Yeah. And he's got the chef hat on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't wear it when I'm sober, but hammer?
Somehow
I'm wearing a toque.
Flour. Like,
anyone can go. Yeah.
Jesse.
Yay.
Struggle meal.
It's ramen with a scoop of peanut butter.
Huh?
Yes.
Wait, you cook the ramen in the chicken noodle?
Do you do the broth, though?
Yes.
Oh, God,
so you get
so
a big
gross.
Six pack of ramen and you cook it and then you get like a dollar jar of peanut butter and
you
add
did you say a six pack? Like you make a
I
bunch
think
of it?
Like one of the
yes,
six.
Yes, you can have one for dinner for every day of the week.
With peanut butter in it.
Pad Thai has peanut.
Here's my thing. I kind of feel like if you didn't do the broth and you did peanut butter and a little jelly, those noodles would be good.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Do you ever go, oh, I want some spaghetti and PJ?
PJ.
PB and S. Peanut butter and spaghetti. Yeah, you would eat it in your PJs because you're...
Hey.
Marna.
Yes.
Yes. Struggle meal. Oh, my God. You're another PB&J person. What do you do?
Yes. Pickle peanut butter and jelly.
Pickles cut in half with...
You use the pickles as the bread because you don't got no money. So you've got no bread and you've got a pickle.
You use the pickles as the bread.
Yes.
I don't know if I hate it.
Oh. Marta, I hate it. I'll let you know.
That's disgusting.
I love them all, so it might be good.
What flavor of jelly? That's crucial.
No, good question.
Oh, strawberry always.
Ooh, I thought it had to be grape.
Me too.
Yeah. If you're going, it's great.
Yeah.
If we're ratchet, you don't have strawberry. Oh, God, no.
What am I, a Rockefeller? Strawberry jelly on my pickle sandwich?
Oh, my gosh.
This is so disgusting. Jamie?
Yai.
Struggle meal.
Ramen, specifically creamy chicken ramen, if possible, with sliced hot dogs and 2 slices of American cheese.
You lost me at the American cheese.
Oh, I love American cheese, but in ramen seems a little too far.
I feel like it melts, but it's still it's a hint of plastic.
Yeah, Thank you, Jamie. Great. Thank you. Do you remember, speaking of struggle meals, Powerball Pete, who works here? We should go down to the fridge right now, look in there, and read whatever's in there. It's what he eats, and it's a struggle meal.
What is it?
I open it. One day I open it up, and I'm like, there are Van de Kamp's frozen fish sticks, each with a slice of American cheese on it. I'm like, who's that for? And Pete's like, they're great. I'm like, they're great. He eats like a 12-year-old impoverished Slovenian. It's ridiculous.
I don't like that.
Just a slice of American cheese, which is the most ratchet cheese.
Like, at least get a pepper jack.
Something.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, William.
Yai.
Struggle meal.
I call it a garbage can. I essentially take whatever leftovers I have in my fridge and I put in a burrito. I've had various types of pastas, so spaghetti, usually some type of beef, maybe throw in some potatoes. I would say that usually pesto is better than red sauce, but I will.
Why would
put
you wrap it up?
Yeah.
Why would you eat it?
I don't know. What?
That was supposed to be vomit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.